When strengthen the heart of fair Iris possessed, amongst all the young shepherds, she loved him best. No swain in our mistress so fully was blessed, for he was both her friend and her lover. Long did he court her affection in vain, till at length soft compassion triumphed o'er disdain, that she heard all his sighs, and she felt all his pain. Then the swain found the art how to move her. Heavens did both their souls inspire, then with an equal fire. Both had but one desire, both hearts were burning. Oh, then, my dear Iris, I little did fear love would be the cause of my mourning. Iris, the sprightly, the witty and gay, whose charms are bewitching and fragrant like may, will ever blooming and never decay, was all my delight and my pleasure. She returned all my vows, and so kind she did prove. Each smile and each glance increased our love, and taught how I might the dear minutes improve. I envied no monarch his treasure. But oh, alas, that cursed fate hath changed her mind of late. Her love is turned to hate, and I forlorn, like an innocent turtle that's left by its mate, to remain in sad anguish and scorn. Since Iris condemns me and will not allow to hear the defense of a lover so true, to any new beauty I'll scorn e'er to bow. What I loved once will charm me forever. Though my vows and my sighs are returned with disdain, I'll suffer her martyr and never complain. My soul's so fast locked and in love with its chain, no new beauty has power to discover. And now banished from her sight and robbed of all delight, I'll take a longsome flight without e'er returning, and concealing her name to the world I proclaim, that love's been the cause of my mourning.